There were a couple of things that I think that we missed that we were talking about earlier when we were talking about the different ceremonies that we have and the responsibilities that I have in running the ceremonies. And we had mentioned the Sundance and the purpose of the Sundance and the renewal that that we view happens for the world through the Sundance, and also the benefits that come to the individuals and the struggle that happens between the physical self and the spiritual self when we're in the Sundance. And, you know, the recognition that's given to each of the dancers when they leave the Sundance Lodge and have completed the commitment and have fulfilled the vow that they made, they're really viewed in the same way that a veteran would be viewed within our community because of that internal warfare that had just occurred between the physical and the spiritual self. The Sundance, of course, is a very important ceremony to our people, and we feel that it's very important to the world and sustaining the world, and that if there aren't people in the world that are praying for these things, then things could be very bad for the whole world. But the other ceremony that, you know, we talked a little bit about the bundle opening ceremony and the purpose for the prayer meetings and the renewal that happens for the medicine bundle when we go through that ceremony, but also the help that individual families are able to receive if they host the ceremony, put up the ceremony, and the opportunity that individuals have to come to the monthly bundle opening ceremonies, not only to come to ask for help, but to make an offering to the altar, and also to get blessed in the ceremony as if they were in the Sundance. There's, you know, benefits for them and for the medicine bundle itself when we hold the monthly bundle opening ceremonies. But on a weekly basis, on average, we have the Sweat Lodge, and sometimes individuals will ask for the ceremony to be held. They'll request the ceremony, and we put up the ceremony for a lot of different reasons. Some people will come to us and say that they're thankful. You know, they're grateful for blessings that have been received, and so they want to put the ceremony up to give thanks. Mm-hmm. Others may have sickness or problems in their lives, and they want to put the ceremony up to request for prayers and to get the help that they know will be received through the ceremony. And so they're are a lot of different reasons why people will request the ceremony. But the ceremony itself, for the most part, is considered a purification ceremony. There's a lot of symbolism that exists within the Sweat Lodge ceremony. The individual that comes to the ceremony, it's funny because when we get into the ceremony, we know that those people that are sitting in that sacred circle within the lodge, that those people, somehow the Creator had touched their heart, you know, or had touched their mind and led them and guided them to that place, and that all the right people are usually there. Those that shouldn't be there, for whatever reason, will be led somewhere else. And so, you know, a lot of times, I mean, and it's the same with the Sundance as well. You know, we pray that all the right people will be led there, and that those that shouldn't be there, or maybe that are weak, will somehow be led somewhere else. But that a good blessing will come to them, even though they weren't there. When the ceremony is strong, when it has people who believe and have faith, and the ceremony is powerful and it's strong, blessings come to all of the people that participate. And even those people that weren't there will get a blessing from it. But sometimes if those people were there and made things weak, then not as many people will benefit. And so we always believe that the right people, that the ones that should be there, somehow will be, like I said, led and guided to that place. Mm-hmm. When we enter the lodge, we always enter in clockwise. We're sitting in the sacred circle, and in the center of the lodge, a pit is dug, and rocks are heated, usually till they're glowing red, and they'll be brought in and placed in the center of the lodge. After all of the rocks, after everybody is seated and all the rocks are brought in, then cedar is placed on the rocks. Mm-hmm. And cedar is a sacred plant the Creator had blessed with certain qualities. One is to purify. So we put the cedar on the rocks so that all of those people that they can bless themselves and purify themselves and get their mind in the right place, and any negative energy or any negativity that might be with them can be cleansed, and so that the ceremony can move forward in a good and a positive way. After we cedar, then we bless ourselves, you know, with that cedar. We will close the door, and usually bear root is placed on the rocks. And bear root is a plant that in the white world, they know it as Osha.
Osha.
O-S-H-A. Mm-hmm. And it's a plant that grows in the mountains. The mountain Shoshone have been living in the mountains where we live now for over 3,000 years. And every year, the Shoshone would come to that area. The other Shoshones were very nomadic. They kind of migrated up through California to Nevada, and we're the farthest east of the Shoshone. So we're considered the Eastern Shoshone, but the Eastern Shoshone intermarried with the Mountain Shoshone. But every year they would come there to the Yellowstone area to get a lot of medicinal plants like Osha, like the bear root. There is, you know, clay, we use that for a lot of different things that we get out of the hot pools in Yellowstone. There's just a lot of different medicines that are gathered every year in that area, as well as, you know, hunting and some other things that are really important in preparation for the winter. And this Osha is, or bear root, is placed on the rocks. It's ground up into like a powder, and it's placed on the rocks and it burns, and people breathe it in. You can also use the root to make it into a tea, and people can drink it. But it's an antiviral, and it's not something that we knew, you know, that it was an antiviral. I mean, we didn't know that in those types of words. We knew that it was medicine and that it was beneficial for us. But the University of Utah in the United States wanted to know, because it was one of the plants that the tribes in that area used, and wanted to know why it was used and what the benefits of it were, and did some research on it and found that it was an antiviral and that medicine, and that it was used, you know, and benefited in a lot of different ways. And so before we start the prayers, before we start the ceremony, we had always put the bear root on the rocks, and people will breathe it in. After the bear root is put on the rocks, and then the prayers will start. And four pours are usually poured onto the rocks for the four directions. And we always, everything that we do in offering to the four directions, is to ask that our medicine fathers, the Creator has blessed many different animals and beings with special powers. All of these powers come from Him. You know, He's the one that bless them with those special powers or medicines. And we ask all of those medicine fathers from the four directions to come to be there to help us with the ceremony. We then, you know, will express, the leader will express themselves, and then open it up to the person who's hosting the ceremony, and to let everybody know why it is that they're requesting for this ceremony. Each individual that comes there usually has their own reasons that they've come to pray. Reasons that they wanted to come and pray there. And so the sweat lodge is divided into four rounds. The prayers, you know, will start after a certain number of people are able to express themselves. You kind of divide the lodge into four quadrants in a way, and so that group of people, the first group, will express themselves in the first round, and the next group in the second. You just kind of measure it, you know, by time. You don't have a certain number. You just kind of get the right feeling. If it's starting to get too hot, then you might cut it off sooner. And then the song will start. And during the song, people are encouraged to either pray through the song, or they can pray out loud, or they can pray within their own heart. But that's when the prayers start. Each round, like I said, there are four rounds. But as we go through the four rounds, the water, you know, is poured onto the rocks, which creates a steam, you know, that envelops everybody and really is symbolic of the death and the resurrection of each of us. And the purification happens on two levels, one on the physical level. As the steam, you know, envelops us, you can really feel all of the impurities coming out through your sweat pores, and you just physically feel all of that coming out through that steam is bringing that all of that out. There's a lot of benefits on the physical level. Impurities that are in your system are cleansed. But on the spiritual level, the symbolism there is that in our way of belief, we have been taught that when the Creator made the world, and when He created all the animals, the trees, the grass, when He created everything, that all of these things are created from His Spirit. And so we're all connected, because we all come from His Spirit, and we're connected to Him. And we're connected to the Creator through that, because we're a part of that. And so there's a saying that is a word that a lot of different tribes, of course, they're different words, but they all mean the same thing, which is all my relations. In that you say all my relations kind of in the same way that people would say amen. Mm-hmm. And just asking that blessing to be upon all my relations, which you mean everything, mm-hmm. including the rocks. Mm-hmm. You know, the rocks have a spirit as well. And have been here on the earth a lot longer than us as human beings, or the grass, or the trees, or the animals. That these rocks have been here, and we refer to them as our grandfather rocks. Mm-hmm. And so when our grandfather rocks are brought in and placed in the center, symbolically, if there are negative things in our lives that maybe other people have done to us, or maybe mistakes that we've made ourselves, we're able to turn that negativity or those negative things over to our grandfather rocks. And symbolically, those things are burnt up. When the door opens and the steam rises, it's as if those things rise to the Creator. The Creator takes them, takes care of them. And so we don't have to carry that. We don't have to try to be vindictive. We don't have to pay people back. We can just let that go, and we can let the Creator take care of it the way that He sees is best, and the way that He sees is right. And so, you know, or even things, like I said, mistakes that we've made ourselves, we can let that go and let the Creator deal with it and take care of it for us. And so symbolically, you know, we're able to be purified in that way. And the structure itself is in the shape, you know, of the womb of our Mother Earth. And so after the four rounds are complete and the people come out of the lodge, the symbolism of that is that it's as if they were born again. You know, they have a clean start. You know, physically they've been purified, and spiritually they've been purified, as if they're a newborn, and they get on what we call the red road. The red road leads back to the Creator, and the person is able to follow this red road. You know, if they choose to go back to their old ways, it's up to them. They can stray off of the road, or they can, you know, pick up the same bad habits if they want to. But when they come out of that lodge, they have a clean start, and it's they're pure and clean once again through the ceremony. So on that, on the physical level and on the spiritual level, it's a purification for us. One of the other things that when they talk about the sweat lodge, there are certain traditions within certain tribes of different animals that have had important roles within the spirituality. In the creation story, one of the characters, I guess, that was very important within the story itself was the turtle. Mm-hmm. And he was one of the animals that had gone down and received the mud from the bottom, because everything was, the world was covered with water at the time. Mm-hmm. And that earth that was brought up then was the mud. Through that mud was the beginning of the creation of all the things, the land and everything. And so the sweat lodge itself also has symbolism of the shell of the turtle. Mm-hmm. And the importance of that. But for the most part, the ceremony itself is considered a purification ceremony. There are other things that we believe and that also have symbolism that we use within the ceremony itself, and that's cedar. Mm-hmm. When I said that we put the cedar on the rocks and that it's a purification for us and that we're able to bless ourselves with it. In our area that grows in the mountains, they call it sweet cedar. Uh-huh. It's an evergreen, but it is different than a pine tree. You know, the cedar is one of the plants that Creator has given or blessed with certain medicine and certain properties that help us. And, you know, the main thing is the purification of it and symbolism of it ridding anything negative that might be present will no longer be there because of the cedar. And so, and you know, a lot of different tribes have different stories about these things, but cedar is one of those things that a lot of tribes in the United States utilize for the same purpose, to bless themselves, mm-hmm. to purify themselves. And, you know, one of the stories that I was told about that was that a medicine man that was a real powerful medicine man a long time ago, that he had done a lot of good for his people, and the people just, you know, really loved him and really valued him, and he also, you know, loved his people and sacrificed a lot for them. And as he was getting up in age, he knew that it was getting close to time for him to go to the other side, and he had prayed and asked that he be allowed to be able to continue to stay and bless his people and help them. And of course he was told that that's the way and the belief, the order of the way that the world works and the way that it was created, is that all people have to go through that process of dying and to return to the Creator. And so this old man had gone back again and asked again, you know, I understand and I know that this is the process, but please, for the sake of my people, I want to be able to stay and continue to bless them and help them, and they need me. He had gone back, and on the fourth time, the Creator had told him that, you know, that this isn't the process, but there is a way that we can make this possible for you, and that would be that we would turn you into the cedar. And it was agreeable to him that that was a way for him to continue to bless his people, to be able to help them. And so that's one of the stories that we have within our tradition, that the cedar is there to continue to bless us and help us and purify us. And so we utilize that. And so it's really important, you know, within the ceremony itself, in the beginning of the ceremony, to have that cedar there and to be able to bless each of us, to bless ourselves with that. And to be helped and blessed in that way through that cedar. Mm-hmm. And So there are a lot of good things. At home we have what are called choke cherries, and it's used as a medicinal plant. And there are times that we use it in the sweat lodge. We'll cut the branches and wrap it and use it instead of a dipper to put the water onto the rocks. We'll use the branches to put water onto the rocks, and you can smell that sweet smell of the choke cherry, which is a really good smell. But then we also boil the choke cherry itself and crush the seed and boil that with the choke cherry to get the juice. And if you pound up the seed, inside the seed is the pit. Those that study botany and things like that say that the pit, what's contained inside the pit, is close to cyanide, but that it's a form that is beneficial. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they found was that a lot of our people that use that on the traditional in a traditional way and on a regular basis very rarely ever had cancer. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we utilize that in the third round as well. We make that the juice from, you know, the pounded seeds and the berries themselves, and then that medicine round is the third round that we say that the power and the medicine comes in. And so those that are sick or that need that extra help, that's the round that we bless them on. And then that's the round that we'll bring that medicine in, the choke cherry, and give some to each of the people that are in there so that they can have some of that. And then on that medicine round, those people that really need that extra help, then we have a blessing, and we utilize the eagle wing. You know, it's one of the creatures that has been allowed to fly the closest to the Creator and has been blessed by the Creator because of that ability, and has been blessed with a lot of qualities that we want to try to emulate within our own lives. We'll utilize the eagle wing to bless those that need that help and that need those blessings. And that happens on that medicine round, on the third round. And so, of all the rounds, you know, that's one of the more important, you know, rounds. There are special prayers for special people that are offered during that round. Those special blessings will occur, and then, of course, we bring in the medicine from the choke cherry. And that's why we call that the medicine round. But after the four rounds are completed, then everybody will come out of the lodge, and we make sure that people aren't required to go the four rounds. You know, if they could just go two rounds or three rounds if they want. But if they're finished, we will make sure that if they've come in and sat down on the men's side, they have to go all the way around so that they make a full circle when they come out. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the women have already crossed through where the men sit, and they sit on the north side. They can just continue on out the door, and they've made that full circle. But the symbolism in there, you know, there is a lot of symbolism, but it is a way, you know, for us to strengthen our prayers and to strengthen our faith. Mm-hmm. And we've seen a lot of miracles that have come through the sweat lodge ceremony. All of our ceremonies are important, but that's one of the ceremonies that's one of the easier ceremonies to set up and to have on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And so that's why it's one of, you know, one of the ceremonies that's really important to our people.